It's always a very uplifting and a very encouraging service. So we're going to begin by bowing our heads in prayer. Our first set of prayers relate to the work of the church, not only here locally at North Hamilton, but outside North Hamilton in fields abroad. So we'll have prayers for North Hamilton, Bible class teachers and teachers here, missionaries. There'll be a song related to the greatness of God and what He does for us. So Millis Jackson, Brad Jones, Travis Friedel, and then that set will end with Jack Smith leading us in our songs. Let's bow our heads in prayer as Millis comes to lead us in our first prayer tonight.
Our Father in heaven, we humbly bow in your presence this day, at the end of this day. And our purpose for being here today, tonight, is, as always, is to pay tribute to you and to pay praise and honor and glory and for your love and your care. Sometimes we see on our television at home these great groups of people together to watch a football game. Millions of people, shoulder to shoulder, with the same thing in mind, and that's to be entertained by this football game. And yet when we come together like this, with your people, your family, the crowd are small. Father, we're shameful for that. But those who are here, those who do come, are the ones that can be depended on by you as well as each other. You formed this situation, you formed this way of redemption, and we're to take advantage of it. You told us that, Scripture tells us that by this people shall know that you're my disciples. And when he said by this, he meant that you love each other. And this little congregation in the corner of Hamilton County, Tennessee, is small. Yet there is a light shining brighter than anywhere else. And that's this congregation that truly loves you and truly loves each other. It'd be awful fruitless for us to say we love you, Lord, when we don't, because He knows to start with where we are not. And He tells us to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it grows the issues of life. So we understand that. And we understand that this congregation, that when one hurts, we all hurt. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. And we live together and as one family, with one Father, and that's you, and one aim, and that is heaven. It's a wonderful thing to talk about heaven. We sing that heaven is a beautiful place. And it sure truly is. But I don't know sometimes if we talk about it enough or not. But tonight, as we offer these prayers, we do so with this one thing in mind, that you are the supreme ruler of this universe. You change the hearts of men. You change the flow of tide. You change the way of living. And you change the way that people deal with adversities. We ask you tonight that you be with us, as always. Help us as a congregation of your people, as people that are your people, and we operate by your name and in your kingdom, that we always do so in a way that will please you. Help us to treat each other the way we should. Help us to be the light, the bright and shining light that will show others your way. Be with us this night as we offer these prayers. And thanks for hearing our prayers. And thanks for being with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please pray with me. Give everybody a minute to sit down. Please pray with me. Lord, at this time, we want to ask your blessings on every teacher that's here. And they're responsible for so much. And we hope that you bless each and every one of them. And we want you to know that we love you and that we love them. And I know in my life, I've had so many great teachers that made such a big impact on me. Some going back to where I can't even remember, but they were there. And Ruth Ann was there. Shirley Jackson was there. My mom taught me for years. Brother Snow taught me for years. Brother Wilson also taught us many nights on Wednesday night. Joel and many others. And they bless me. And each of us are so blessed by each of our teachers and our Sunday school teachers. And we know that they're a critical part. And we know they're responsible for so much. And giving us the wisdom and providing us with the stories and the good book that you've given us. And we want to thank you for that good book and having a chance to relay it. And again, we ask your blessings on every single teacher we have as they go forth, that we continue to do everything according to your will. And we want to thank you for their blessings, and please bless each and every one of them. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we're once again coming before your throne. We're thanking you so much for the opportunity to do so as a family in one accord. And Lord, we come to you tonight. We pray your blessings on the missionaries, Lord, of the world. And Lord, let us keep in mind, we know that our mission field starts directly around us, and we pray that we go and do your will and take your word and take the gospel out into that field. Lord, we know that we support missionaries in foreign fields, Lord, and we pray for them, as we've seen recently with even Alan Womack and his illness. We know that many times they face the same physical duress as we do here on our soil close to home, and Lord, it's oftentimes that extenuating circumstances require additional effort that they can get back to their doctors and get the same health care that possibly that we may overlook from time to time. Lord, we pray that you be with Alan and all those that are traveling and having to overcome such circumstances to do so. Lord, we pray we know that there's a trip going on in California now. I've got a cousin out there. We pray that you be with them, and they're helping to provide aid to folks of that state. It's within the U.S., but Lord, so many times it's often right within us, right within sight of us, and Lord, we just pray that we don't overlook it. Lord, we've got several here from North Hamilton that are preparing to leave the country and go to Nicaragua in June. We pray that you be with us, and every effort from the fundraising and the eldership praying for those traveling. And Lord, we just pray that you look down on us and have give us a safe passage to and from. Lord, whatever physical aid that we may provide to those that we come into contact with, Lord, we just pray that the spiritual aid that we take to them is it falls on fertile ground. And Lord, we just pray that we present it in a manner that's according to your will and pleasing in your sight. Lord, we pray that you just be with all the missionaries the world over, and may their efforts be in accordance with your will, and may the support that we offer come from our heart, a willing and cheerful heart and giving heart, Lord. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
How great thou art. Sing the first, second, and the last stanza. Let's all sing out. Oh Lord my God, when I am awesome wonder, consider all the world thy hands have made. I see I hear the rolling thunder, thou power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods, forest glades I wander and hear the bird sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. I shall bow with humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great
Also, a great part of our work here is what we do in the area of benevolence. So our next set of men to pray will be directing their thoughts toward our benevolent activities. Brother Jim Groves will come and lead us in a prayer for Christians who are in jail, either those who are in jail because they're Christians or Christians who have done something wrong and since repented of that, or maybe some who have actually been converted while they're in jail. So he'll be praying for those. Joe Anderson will come and lead us in a prayer for the poor and the hungry. Rick Essex, prayer for the sick and the bereaved. And then Terry Persley will lead us in a song. Terry, what's your song number? 638. So if you want to be turning your songbook to number 638, in just a minute we'll be singing that song. Brother Jim?
Have to get my wheels on. Pray with me, please. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this evening with gladness of hearts, thanking you for presence of mind and strength of body to be able to walk about and go about in this your creation and behold the goodness of thy creation. To see the mountains, the trees, the brooks, and the lakes, and all the beauty that goes with that. And we're thankful for the presence of mind and strength of body to be able to get about. And Father, we know that in this country and throughout the world, there are many Christians who do not have that privilege. They are incarcerated and at times in sordid conditions. And so we want to pray for them and raise them up before you and ask your help to make their ways better. We know that some are there because of violations of the laws of the society where they live. And we pray for them to be able to withstand the pain of being incarcerated, but to serve their time and to look to you for guidance and be able to get out and back into society with limited scars from the ordeal of being incarcerated. And then there are others who are incarcerated for their religious beliefs and practices, Christians being held, confined, and many of them in sordid conditions for their faith in Christ and their beliefs. And so we pray for them. We raise them up before you, Father, and ask your help and guidance for their perseverance, for their ability to pause and consider the conditions of the Apostle Paul. And in those conditions, even he was able to find ways to convert others. So we pray for these seasoned Christians who are incarcerated because of their religious beliefs, their faith and belief in Christ and Christianity. And we ask your blessing to be upon them, your hand to be there for them, and pray for their release. Pray for the heads of the governments that incarcerate them, that they may be touched by your will and provide ease of confinement to those Christians. And may the wardens and the administrators of the prisons where they are be people with hearts that are tender and not mistreat those Christians. And Father, in the prisons too, there are Christians who have just obeyed the gospel, and they're babes in Christ, and they need special attention, tender hearts to supply them, visits, media, written material, whatever is permitted in their confinement so that they can grow and prosper in their Christianity as they're incarcerated. And Father, we ask you then to remember them. Help us to find ways to visit with them, as some are doing even now, and to provide them with good Bibles and good sound Christian literature. And Father, we see about us here in the United States creeping, or really more than creeping, false religions getting right into our schools and into our system of law. So we ask your hand and your guidance for us, and help us to be eager always to oppose that which is wrong by word and by voting. And thank you, Father, for the privilege of living in a country such as the United States, with a constitutional law based on the Bible. Kindly continue to watch over all those Christians incarcerated everywhere, to bless them. And we love you, Father, and want to walk in the pathways of your righteousness all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, thank you for all of the opportunities we have to come before you in prayer. At this time, we offer prayers for those who are poor, hungry, or otherwise in need materially. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, that we live in a country where there are many opportunities to make a living and support our families. We're blessed far beyond our basic needs, but we don't ever want to take that for granted and forget that there are many that don't have nearly as much. There are some, Heavenly Father, who don't know where their next meal may come from, or where they may sleep at night. We pray, Heavenly Father, that there will always be opportunities for us all to use the talents you've given us and earn a living. We pray for our leaders. We pray that they would create policies that encourage people to work, and for that work to be able to provide for their needs. We pray for help as we work to teach others the importance of work and of the good stewardship of the material things we have. Heavenly Father, we also want to pray for many people all over the world who work extremely hard and are doing everything they can to escape poverty, but are still set back by things like disability, or illness. Or maybe they've lost a loved one who was the sole family income. Heavenly Father, we know that out there are many programs to help the poor, and at times, people who are not truly in need take advantage. We ask that you would help us to not become discouraged and to not harden our hearts toward those who truly are in need. We don't ever want to turn someone away who is truly in need because of our harshness or indifference. We pray that our help to the poor will not only help their physical suffering, but could also lead them to a better spiritual life. Father, it can be very difficult for someone suffering from poverty to take the time to attend to their spiritual needs. We pray that reducing hunger and poverty could be an opportunity to save souls. As we pray this prayer tonight and many others this evening, Father, give us the strength to take action. Give us the strength to go out into the world and be the examples you would have us to be. Help us to teach others and help others as we have opportunity. Let us always have the attitude, as we sometimes sing, I want to be a worker for the Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Would you bow with me? Father in heaven, we come before you tonight, making our wishes and wants made to you, Father, about those who are sick and those who are grieving over loved ones who have died. Father, there are several names I'd like to bring before you tonight of those who have been mentioned, who are sick and having trouble. We ask you to be with James Anderson and Nancy Birch, John Gladys Blanks, John Brown, Jerry Ann Burke, Jeannie Ellis, Sarah Gresham, Bill Greer, Grayson Ledbetter, Judy Luss, Tina Margroff, Tony Miller, Carlos Shannon, Janice Smith, Diane Stacy, Hunter Stoppelman, Laurel Ward, and Walter Brown. There are also those, Father, among our numbers. Also is a Kenneth Wilson, who's Ken Wilson's father, and Wanda Griffith, who's a sister to Doris Perry. And one of our members' father's having a lot of trouble, Gene Frazier. Raymond Harrison, which is a co-worker of Travis. Doug Everett, which is Steve Everett's brother, who has so many health problems. Johnny Norwood, who has health problems daily. And Donnie Sledge, which is Jimmy Ruth Wilson's brother, who's suffering with terminal cancer. Father, we ask that you would be with our elders, elderly couples, and elderly people, Father, here struggle with the daily ailments and pains and aches, and Shirley and Millis, and many others, Father, that we think of in our prayers each and every night. Father, be with those who have seasonal problems right now, such as colds and flu and allergies. And we hope that they would soon have help, that they would be recovered from that. Father, be with those who are under stress, which causes illness sometimes, which there's a lot of things this time of year that cause stress, families and not being with families and being without the needs and the incomes sometimes that we need to help pay for our family's needs. And we thank you for this congregation, Father, who's so lovingly and so giving. We thank you for your son who had so much compassion that he healed so many. And we pray to you, Father, for your son who you gave up in a cruel death. And we know that you understand the pains and suffering that each and every one goes through on earth. Father, those who have lost loved ones, we ask that you would look down on them and help them in their time of loss and their grieving, and for the years that it's going to take just to get by, to overcome some of the hardship that they're facing right now. And we pray for the time that helps heal, Father, in them. So many things we ask you, Father, we know that as good standing Christians, that you will hear our prayers and you would help those who have been mentioned, and that you would forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings and help us always to be in good standing. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Though I through the valley of shadow or mountain or trouble see, and often the darkness have travailed, the Lord has been mindful of me. The Lord has been mindful of me. He blesses and blesses again. My God is the God of the living. How excellent is His name. Much more than my grief and my sorrow, much more than adversity, much more than the all I have given, the Lord has been mindful of me. The Lord has been mindful of me. He blesses and blesses again. My God is the God of the living. How excellent is His name. I'm rich, I am saved, I am happy. I've health and prosperity. I've friends, I have doors ever open. The Lord has been mindful of me. The Lord has been mindful of me. He blesses and blesses again. My God is the God of the living. How excellent is His name.
One thing that we should pray for often is the efforts of our outreach to try to convert those who have never heard the gospel before, or those who have heard it never obeyed, the lost, but also for people who were once saved, who became Christians, and who for some reason have fallen away. So Philip Phillips will be coming to lead us in a prayer for the lost. Chris Randolph will lead us in a prayer for wayward Christians. Tom Greer will lead us in a song, number 571. 571.
Let us bow our heads. Our God and Father in heaven, we're thankful unto you that we'll be able to come together hearing these prayers for those that in need, those that have any kind of need. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would hear our prayer. If we have anything, Heavenly Father, between us and you that would cause our prayers not to be heard, we ask you to forgive us these things that we might be able to pray for those steadily. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with those that are lost and without Christ. Many, Heavenly Father, have not wanted to become Christians. They are enjoying the world too much. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, that simply would bring them to the recognition that, Heavenly Father, the only way is a life that is led like Christ. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, that they may be able to come in contact in some way, someone that's a Christian, that would be able to teach them and show them the way of truth. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, that their eyes might be opened, that they may come to the realization of the only true life is a life in Christ. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with those that have been Christians at one time, that they seem fit, Heavenly Father, to go along with the world and neglect their duty as a Christian, and many times being the wrong example for those that they come in contact daily. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with them and help them come to the realization that they need to come back to you, and they need to be able to be the a light that shines into the world to those that are lost. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with those that have obeyed a gospel that is not a true gospel, Heavenly Father, that follows after the ways of men and the teaching of men. Help them, Heavenly Father, that they may be able to study their Bible, that they may come to the conclusion that there is a difference between Christianity and the things that men teach of their own way. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that we might be able to live a life that we may be the right example for them, that they'll want to see what is the difference between a Christian and the world. And help us, Heavenly Father, that when we have the opportunity, that we be able to teach them, that their eyes might be open and they can see what the difference is between a Christian and the world. And help us live a life, Heavenly Father, that they can see this in our life. We ask to go with them, Heavenly Father, those in them many places that there is no teaching of the Bible, that some way that they might come to the realization there is a God and they want to find out about it. And help, Heavenly Father, that they may be able to find this way, whether it be through missionaries or whatever it might be. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with them, help them to see the light, that they may be able to be as one of your children and be having a home in heaven with you at one time in this end of this life. In Christ's name we ask, amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that even before the foundation of the world was laid, that you made a plan, and through that plan that we might be saved. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Christ that carried out that plan on earth, that he died that death on the cross, that we might all be saved. Father, we're thankful for the Spirit that through men of old wrote the Bible, that even now, 2,000 years later, we can read those words and know exactly what we need to do to be pleasing unto you. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that there are many in this world that obeyed the gospel and served you, but for whatever reason have fallen away from you and fallen away from your teachings. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have blessed us with the ability to be forgiven, and that when we walk faithfully with you, that you'll continually cleanse us of our sins. But we know the reality is that if we turn away from you and we reject your word and reject your teachings, even after we have obeyed them once, that we lose that communion with you and we are no longer in a saved state. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would be with those that are in this situation, that you would help them to realize the error of their ways and that they would come back to you. Dear Heavenly Father, it's a great responsibility on each and every one of us that when we know of someone who's fallen away, that it's through us that they can be brought back. And that if we don't go to them and we don't try to bring them back, that they may never make that decision on their own, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to realize how great of a responsibility this is on us, that we're to watch out for the souls of our brothers, and help us to be vigilant, help us to have the courage to reach out and reach out to those who have fallen away, that we can bring them back to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we hate to think about it, but there may be some of us here in this auditorium today that may one day fall away from you, Heavenly Father. And if that happens, we know that we would want one of our brothers and sisters to take the time and take the effort to talk to us and bring us back. Help that never to happen to us, but if it does, help us find our way back to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the elders of this congregation. We know that you have given them charge over our souls, and we know what a great responsibility it is for them. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would give them wisdom and the foresight to help keep us all in the fold, and be with us that we would support the elders and understand how important their work is and how much of their support that they deserve. Heavenly Father, we're again thankful that even though we can fall away, that we can always come back to you, and that's because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Help us never take that for granted. We're so thankful for him, and it's his name we pray. Amen.
In keeping with the theme of the two previous prayers, let's sing Seeking the Lost, number 571, first and third verses, number 571. Seeking the lost is kindly entreating, wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today. Going afar upon the mountain, bringing the wanderers back again, into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain. Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way. Going afar, upon the mountains, bringing the wanderers back again, into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain.
Sixty. 460. If you want to go ahead and turn 460, that's going to be our next song. We also want to continue our prayers tonight for our nation. We're going to pray for our country and our leaders. Bob Doak will be leading us in that prayer. Justin Tripp will be leading us in a prayer for our military members, their families, including police officers, anybody that's involved in the safety of our nation. Also for the upcoming year, 2018, just right around the corner, Tommy Douglas will be leading us in that prayer. And then Tom will again be leading us in song. Number 460 will be the number of that song. And then I'll have a few closing comments. We'll be dismissed for the night. Brother Bob.
Please bow as we go to God in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this land, United States of America, that we live in. We're a country of many freedoms. With that freedom, though, come responsibilities and rights. Please bless this country as we are a strong nation. We are a powerful nation. We're a blessed nation. We have more than we ever could possibly need. Yet somehow we as a nation at times have forgotten how bountiful things are for us in this country. But we are blessed. The leaders of our country, whether they be in Washington or whether they be in Nashville or be in the local government, we ask you to help them, to guide them, that they lead us all in the right direction. We have many men and women who serve in roles of leadership. Often, though, Lord, they may act one way individually, but when they get together to make group decisions, sometimes it seems that your law, your word, our beliefs in you are not taken into account. So I pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength, and sometimes really the strength, to do not what is popular, but what is right. And right is what is right in the eyes of you, O Lord. We do need some help in this country, but we have you, your power, your mercy, and your grace will always be there to help this country to stay on the right path. We pray, Lord, that you would keep your hand upon us as a country, our leaders who make decisions on our behalf every single day. Lord, we could only ask and hope and pray that if our leaders and everyone in this country would read and follow your world, oh, what a better place that we would have to live. But most of all, Lord, we're thankful as a people, as a nation, and specifically as Christians, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to save us from ourselves. Lord, thank you for what you do for us each and every day. And I ask this prayer in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Would you bow with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, as always, we're grateful for this day you've given us. We're thankful for this prayer service we're able to provide this evening for many different things. Most of all, we're always happy and so blessed to have religious freedom in this country. And for that, we give gratitude to our military and their military families, as well as law enforcement. There are so many different things that impacts their life that most people can't even fathom some of the things that they deal with each day unless they've somehow seen that. We thank you for our past veterans and brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, grandparents that have all been infected in one way or another by things that involve this world, military, being away from home during the holidays, of course, is always a tough time. Lord, we thank you for all the experience that our past veterans provide us, the lessons they teach us each day. We can all think of many family members that have helped to shape our lives. And in one way or another, it could be due to their different service to their country or local governments. Lord, we know these different conflicts and wars that so many people from the past and present have faced. Lord, help you be with those involved directly and even indirectly that they can be brought home safely in the different things they deal with. But then there's some that always come home with different physical injuries and emotional injuries and emotional things that maybe they know about. Only they know the struggle that they deal with for so many people in this country and in foreign countries as well. Lord, help to comfort them. We know there's so many things in the news. We hear about sinful acts that occur in the military as well. Lord, we know a lot of young men leave their homes at a very young age that leaves them impressionable, and so many temptations in life and so many other influences from people that may not be Christians. Lord, most of all, we hope they always look to you. Remember you and all things they do, and so they can shape the lives of others that they encounter and others that they see. Help to guide more lost to you to be your children. Lord, we also hope you'll be with the leaders of the military and different levels of law enforcement as well. They have so many challenges they face. so much responsibility, so many decisions they have to make. With all the people involved with the military and law enforcement, we hope they always look to you, Lord, they always serve you and always be a guiding light for you, Lord, that others may come to you and may come to know you as well. Lord, we hope that all things that they do are well-pleasing in your sight. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before Thee at this time, thanking You that we do have the freedom to come together to worship You. Father, as a congregation entering into this new year, we pray, that Father, that You will be with us, each and every family. Father, we ask You to be with our elders and the work that they have set before us to do. We pray for our summer series, our vacation Bible school, and all things that they have put for us to do as a congregation. Father, we ask You to be with David as he brings us lessons each and every first day of the week. We just pray that we may take heed to them, go out into this world, and spread Your gospel throughout. We ask us to be a light in this community for the things that we do. We just ask Your blessings upon them. Father, as we come to the close of this year, we thank You for all the help that we have had spreading Your gospel throughout. We pray that we may do more so in the future. We ask You to be with each and every one of us, to guide us and lead us, to help us always stay focused on You. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Number 460. This is actually a song of prayer, too. Number 460. Let's sing the first, second, and the fifth verses. 460. Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh. Shadows of the evening steal across the sky. Jesus gives the weary calm and sweet repose with Thy tenderest blessings. May our eyelids close. When the morning wakens, then may I arise pure and fresh and sinless in Thy holy eyes.
Thank you to all of the men who led prayers tonight. I know you appreciate it. It's one of my favorite things we do here. I believe congregations, as a congregation, don't spend nearly enough time as congregations praying together. So it's a good thing that we do that. In fact, in the first century church, nearly every page of the book of the Acts, a book of Acts, they're coming together and they're praying together. So it's a good thing for us to do that. So we close tonight. I'm going to lead a prayer, but it's going to be a prayer from the Bible itself. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, had a prayer of exhortation for them, and I think it's a fitting prayer for us as we close our service tonight. Will you bow, and I'll read the prayer for us. We bow our knees to You, Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that You would grant us, according to the riches of Your glory, to be strengthened with might through Your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, and that us, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. that to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Be dismissed.